Hi there, this is me, Colin Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. Now today, I just want to talk about the Christ life, and that's our life, since we have died with the Lord and have been risen into new life by the Spirit of God. And what came to me was just like 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17 says, "But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him." And it's so powerful because I believe, like this scripture, is so missed many a times because what I have been used to, and I don't know about you, but is a road and a life with Christ where you walk beside the Lord at best. And your life with him is determined by how well you walk and every step you take to how close or how far you are from him, since he is walking beside you. And in that, you try and attempt every method to please him, to also see the things which he promised come to fulfillment, and to get the results of the things he spoke through your life. And so has Christian life been presented. But I want to bring something different than what has been presented to us than before. I want to present to you that God doesn't just want to walk beside you, much like the scripture in 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, that he who's joined with him is one spirit with him. Right, there's another scripture in Romans 8 verse 16 that says that his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of the Lord. So his spirit is very closely united, and as the scripture in Corinthians is joined, as in one spirit with him. So that is the reality that Christ has wanted. He didn't want to just be beside you. He wanted to be one with you, meaning your life is changed to the point where you do what he did. See, now there's the scripture even from Genesis where Adam sins and Eve sins, and they hear the voice of the Lord coming through the garden, and they get fearful because of what they did. And a lot of people feel like that would be great to, you know, be like that, where you hear the voice coming through the garden in that way, and to be with the Lord and hear him that same way. But I believe that that was after they sinned. Before, there was no walking in the garden, as a lot of people think. It doesn't say that in Genesis. But that Adam did what God said he could do, and that was pleasing and good in God's eyes. So that is the point, is to walk with him, being synchronized with what he designed us for. I believe that we were made to walk with him, much like Jesus was saying. He does what he sees the Father doing. Years ago, we wore the bracelets that said, "What would Jesus do?" And we today have the very Spirit of God telling us the deep things of the Lord. So our purpose is not to seek to have every step right and to get a method to get to every promise the Lord has made, but rather to pursue relationship with the Lord himself. And in that way, not pursue the relationship beside us, but within us, so that the truth of who he is for us can work a confidence and a trust. And then as well, to have what he has promised not work to our benefit, but to work through our lives, because we have received the promise within us of him, because in him is everything we need. For today, you are perfectly loved by the one who is not far but within you. You are at perfect peace because of the Prince of Peace who resides in you. You are in a place of hope, even though circumstances look challenging, because he who has overcome lives in you. See how that is different. You can be secure and be affirmed and confirmed because Holy Spirit already says, you are a child of the living God, creator of the universe. So our actual challenge is to take account, to truly be accountable for the truth of God in our life, so that we can be at a place where we believe the word, so we can live in the very promise and what God has prepared for us to walk in. It is not an outside in, it is the inside out. He only wants us to pursue him. This way, it is very hard to disqualify ourselves or to disqualify our neighbors and those who we call brothers and sisters in the church, because the qualifier already resides within. What we need to do is remind each other of our destiny, our calling, and our purpose, so that we can walk in him and live for his glory. Wouldn't that be great? So today I'm reminding you that he who is trustworthy, who is for you, not against you, doesn't walk beside you, but he walks in you. And because he's in you and so part of you, he can be trusted because he loves you. And he has overcome, but he wants you to pursue him so that the worries, stress, that which makes you tired can fall off of you and you can find rest by the Comforter himself, who is, once again, in you. So be confirmed today. Be affirmed. Be loved. Because he's not going anywhere. But he has saved you. By his blood, by his grace, you can now take first steps forward. Not to try and be qualified or impress the Lord, but in pursuit of him and finding more of what he wants to show you, who he is, so you can walk in more of who you are in him, and therefore give him glory through every step you take, so that, like that scripture says, your good works can shine a light, people can see it and give God the glory, because that's it. When you walk in pursuit of relationship with the Lord, his ability and power and love shows up and he gets the glory. So let's pray together. Father, I thank you for who you are. Thank you for loving us completely. Thank you, Lord, that we can pursue you, not the things you give, not even any promise that you've given, but that we can accept who you are for us and that you are in us. Thank you, Lord, that we can receive and take a step forward, not trying to reach you, but with you. And walk in you and you in us, so that we can live a new life with you. So that, as the scripture says, that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Thank you, Father, that it is in you, not in what we accomplish and what we abstain from and what we get to do right, but because we pursue you who have loved us and gave yourself for us, so that we have died and our life that we now live, we live in you. Galatians 2:20. Thank you, Father, that we can live our life in the faith in the Son of God and know you are so close. Thank you, Father, for your presence on each one listening today. Thank you, Lord, that you have pursued them. You have shown your love by sending your Son, Jesus, on the cross. It's already shown. Thank you, Father, that now we can pursue you. We don't want to pursue your gifts. We don't want to pursue your promises. We don't want to get methods and ways to try and please you. We want you. Because in you are the gifts, are the promises, is the provision, is the favor, is the grace. Thank you, Lord. Is the healing, is the hope, is the peace. Thank you, Lord, for your provision, your grace. But we thank you, Lord, most of all, for your heart that is so for us. Thank you, Lord, for new confidence. Jesus' name. Bless each one listening, God. Amen. Blessings to you guys. Thank you for listening in today. And hope this blessed you. Thank you, each one, praying with us and sowing into us. We always get overwhelmed by that which the Lord does. That's why we don't have to ask. We just know He is faithful. So bless you guys. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Have an awesome weekend. Until next time.